Let's just come together. And enter the domain of miracles, the domain of the miracle mind, together. Taking a nice deep breath. Letting the breath be easy. Letting it go deep down to your toes, expanding up to the head. Opening the heart, opening the chest, breathing. Being present. It is said that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is within us. And even if we don't believe in that theology or those terms, we are opening to an experience that there is this place of peace and love and light that cannot be harmed or touched by anything external within us. The Course in Miracles talks about the mind and the heart being a storehouse of miracles. Those shifts in our understanding, where suddenly we see something in a way that brings us relief, brings us a sense of safety, that we're okay. So all the thoughts, the images, everything we seem to be seeing, we bring them inside and we go past them to experience the miracle of light. We are not running away or retreating or trying to deny anything, but we know that we cannot be helpful if we feel overwhelmed. So we must first heal ourselves. We must first fill our bucket before we can help another. We each have our own way of coming to this space, so use whatever way feels comfortable for you. Sometimes asking a question of our inner wisdom is a way we can engage. What is the miracle here? What does miracle-mindedness look in this situation? I want to understand this in a different way. What would be most helpful? I do not know. So show me, guide me, light my way, light my mind, so I may see that which is invisible, that which was overlooked in the ego's frantic use of judgment and interpretation. Show me what I missed. Show me the mistakes in my perception. I don't want to view the world through a darkened lens that distorts everything. I want to see clearly with the vision of spirit. Spirit is saying there is a way for you to see that you are not aware of yet, but I am leading you. The coronavirus certainly seems to be a huge, huge catalyst for us to see differently. The heart, the eyes, the inner eyes, the vision of the heart, that spiritual vision is so needed these days. Let us join together to pray that all those that need whatever help is needed in form to heal, may that be received, whatever that looks like. Whoever might be needing this right now in this moment, wherever they are, we join with the call to love and in the miracle, the answer to that love. With love, the answer to that call with love. So nothing is denied. And yet we are humble because we don't know how it's all to work together. We are in trust that everything is working together. Everything is working together for good. Even though it may not appear that way according to the physical eyes. This requires such a deep, profound trust. So deep, it cannot be understood by the intellect or the logical mind. A deep, deep trust. All is being watched over. All is being taken care of. All of our needs and all of the needs of our brothers and sisters everywhere on the planet. Let us join in a song, a broadcast of love and light. That extends from us outward. No one is excluded. No one is left out. And let us include the virus in this light as well, because it too is part of this world. Part of me, part of you, part of our experience at present. Seems to be an unwelcome, uninvited guest. Yet it is here to clear us out, to clear us out of all that no longer serves. Feels as if the whole world is breathing with us in this moment. All of us waiting, unsure. What is next? What will this bring? Yet let us join that everything, every aspect of this experience, we give over to the One Spirit that is within each of us and holds us within it at the same time. Let it all be used for the healing of the one mind. Every bit of it, let's not leave anything outside. The politics, medicine, individuals, society, schools, children, elderly, all of it. The body. Let's give it all. Spirit, you use this for your purpose of healing. Let us not give it to the ego mind for division and distraction and destruction. Let's not give it there. Spirit, you be in charge. You be in charge. Use this for our healing. And we would follow you, certain that your direction leads to peace. Can feel the power of our joining, multiplying like a ripple effect. We are not weak, but powerful. We are not darkness, but light. We are not divided, but one. We are one spirit, together, healing, joining. Namaste.